Hello, this is Ahuka, welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and to another in our ongoing series looking at LibreOffice. In this case, we're still on LibreOffice Writer. We're going to be there for a while. There's a lot to cover. But what I want to do now is add in another little piece of the puzzle, so to speak. We spent a lot of time talking about paragraph level styles. So we talked about creating a specific style for paragraphs that would have the indent and everything built into it. We took a look at other paragraph level styles like headings. We took a look at tabs, which is another useful paragraph level style. And then last time we took a look at how you can create a workflow around using these things day in and day out. And all of that was useful. We even looked at how you can change styles in a document and stuff like that. But what I want to do now is I want to come back to this idea that styles are objects that live inside of templates. So what happens if you have a style you'd like to use that you've already developed? It's in another template. You got a couple of options, okay? Depending on how many styles you need and where they are now and all of that. So let's say you have an existing template and you want to just change one or two styles in it. Well, open the template and save it with a new name. Now you've got a new template and you can go through and change those few styles. So that's one way you can do it. Sometimes, though, you want to just grab a few styles. In fact, if you think about it, suppose someone sends you a document and they've created some styles that you think, oh, that would be handy. I would like to have that. Well, you can actually grab those using what's called the template organizer. Now, that's what it's called in LibreOffice. I think it's also called Organizer in Microsoft Word. And again, this is a pretty general concept, but if you're using a different word processing package, you might need to do a little bit of research to see, you know, what do they call it and where do they put it. So I'm doing it with LibreOffice Writer. So if I go to the File menu, and go down to Templates, I select Organize, and that's going to bring up the Organizer window. Right? Now, earlier we went there because what we wanted to do was create a default template. So we could go into the Template Organizer, go into, you know, double-click My Templates to open it up, find the one that we had created, give the command Set as Default, etc. So if you're unclear about that, you go back to the earlier one on the default template. So I'm just saying this is the same window. But there's actually two panes in there's it's like a three column window, pane one, pane two, and then buttons with commands and options on them. So if you look underneath these, you would see that the first pane generally says templates and the second one says documents. Now we used that before to say, ah, well, let's open up my templates and find what's in there, and then we would see a specific template and we could click on that and do something. Now, what if you have two templates that you want to move stuff around, okay? Go to the second column and change that drop down from saying documents to saying templates. And so now you can select two different templates, one in the left pane, one in the right pane. Okay. Then you double click on one of the like my templates, you double click that to open it. Okay. And then in the other column, select the template you want to copy the style from and double click it to expand it. By the way, if you want to copy a style from a document, double click the document to do it. It works either way. Now, here's the thing we didn't do before. In your default template, double-click that, and what will you see? You'll see a list of the styles that you've put in there. Right? Everything you've created as a style or modified as a style is going to be there. So when I said before that templates are containers that hold styles, I really did mean it. And when you get here, you can see what that is. So all the styles that you have in the template are going to be there. Find the one that you want to copy. Click on it, hold down the control key, and drag it to the other template. Now, I say hold down the control key. This is important. If you don't do that, you won't copy it. You'll actually move it. And if you know anything about computers, copy and move are two separate things. When you move an item from one place to another, it's not in the first place any longer. So if I move a style from one template to another, the template that used to have it doesn't have it anymore. That could be a bad thing. Generally is. So by holding down the control key while I drag it, I'm forcing it to copy rather than move. So that's just a little thing you want to be aware of. Very important. So always hold down the control key. Now, for a document, okay? Same thing. Have one of the panes say document and the other say template. You double-click the template to open it. Double-click the document and open that up. Find the styles you want. Hold down the control key, click and drag. So you can copy styles into a template or into another document, however you want to do it. So that's how the template organizer works for copying styles, and that's a very useful thing to understand. Now, there is another approach that you can take. It's a little bit trickier, and that is to assign a whole different template to a document. You may have based the document on your default template. Now you say, actually, I wish I had used a different template. There is a way to do that, but we need to talk a little bit about extensions. Now, we'll probably go into more detail later, but as you probably know, if you have Firefox, you know Firefox has all sorts of extensions and plugins and add-ins that you can put in. Google Chrome now has all sorts of plugins and add-ons and what have you. LibreOffice is also built around the idea of extensions. Okay, and that means you can add capabilities that were not there in the out-of-the-box experience with LibreOffice. You can add some of that capability by putting in an extension. And there is an extensions site. I will. It's called extensions.libreoffice.org. I'll make sure I put that in the show notes. And what you want to do is make sure that any extension you download has the .oxt file extension. Some of them don't, and you won't get anywhere because LibreOffice won't know what to do with it if it doesn't see that file extension. So. Let's say it does, you've got the file extension OXT, or if it didn't have that, you've added it. Then in LibreOffice, go to Tools, Extensions, and Add It. Now at this point, you need to close LibreOffice Writer and then reopen it. All right. So if you've got this extension that we call the Template Changer, which you can get from the LibreOffice extension site, when you go there, you're going to go to File, Templates, same thing we've done before. You're now going to see two more options. One is Assign Template, Current Document, and the other is Assign Template, Folder. The first option, Assign Template, Current Document, lets you choose a template to assign to your document. When you choose this, you will get a window that has all of your templates, and you can choose which one to assign. Now, the second option will let you assign a template to an entire folder in one operation. This can be very useful if you have documents from multiple authors that need to have a uniform appearance. In fact, let's think back to the thing I was talking about last time, where I had 40 or 50 different departments sending me submissions for the college catalog. This could be a technique to say, I'm going to assign one template to all of these things. And of course, I ended up just merging them into one big document anyway. But, you know, if you want to create some uniformity, that can be a very good way to do it. So what we have looked at here are summing up various paragraph styles. There's a lot more paragraph styles than what we talked about. This is just really enough to get you going on the topic. We looked at how to create them. We created a paragraph style. We looked at how to use headings logically. We looked at how to create tabs with dot leaders. We looked at how we can put that together into a workflow and how you work with it on a day-by-day basis, assigning styles to different objects, changing styles and all of that. And now we've looked at how we can move these styles around within the templates. We've accomplished rather a lot. Now, one of the things you want to bear in mind is that this was only the first of five style tabs. Okay, the very first one said paragraph. Now, to be sure, there are more paragraph styles than anything else in LibreOffice Writer. So that is the biggest selection. But there are others, and we want to talk about those too. So that's coming up. A couple of them have to do with document page layout. I haven't quite figured out how I want to handle that yet. I may take a side road before coming back. But this is, for the moment, all I'm going to do on paragraph styles. And we're going to start moving on to some of the others. And I think the next one we're going to talk about is character styles. And that's something that you may not have thought about very much, but I hope when I'm done you will think more about it. But for the time being, this is Ahuka. I'm signing off, and I'm reminding all of you, please support free software. Thank you.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.